Shalom and a happy preparation day for Shabbat Noach. Today is Friday, the 28th of October, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar is Cheshvan 3. Hallelujah. We're talking about Rosh Kodesh or the New Moon Festival, which marks the beginning of every new month. Hallelujah. A few days ago, we entered the new month called Cheshvan, which is the month associated with as in the days of Noah, so shall it be then. So this is the month of Noah, the month of the great flood, the month of the giants. Is the month in which Methuselah died. It is also said that it's the month in which Rachel died and Benjamin was born. It's the month in which Solomon completed the first temple, but he did not dedicate it unto Yahweh until the following year in the seventh month called Tishrei. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. So we talked a lot about Genesis 1:14 to 19 in the previous audio. I think we know that this year we've had two eclipses, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's going to be an eclipse in November time. Sometime this month there's going to be an eclipse, but I've forgotten when exactly. I'm not sure why Yahweh has scheduled it for November on that particular day, but that is what he has decided. But one thing I do know is that the two world wars in the past began in November. And as we can see, the news is filled with talk of war all the time. And we know that the third world war is looming. This is the time to put our houses in order, our spiritual houses in order, and also pack emergency bags and be ready to flee when Yahweh says go. This is the time to prepare for the days ahead, because we don't know what is lurking around us. Too many challenges ahead. We can see that some of them have already begun and they are very difficult to bear. It's going to get worse, unfortunately. It's going to get much worse than we see now. There's many things coming up and they're all going to be happening at the same time, or should I say simultaneously. So I know we talked about the giants coming in the first audio. What I forgot to mention is that dinosaurs are also coming back. And I know we have said in the past or on our website the dinosaurs, that when they were formed in the past, they were as a result of, you know, fallen angels mixing with animals, and then that they are evil. But unfortunately, that was how far we knew, because we know in part and we share in part. But as time has gone on, Yahweh has made us understand through the legends of the Jews that dinosaurs are holy animals unto him, and he created them for a purpose. And he made sure that they did not fill up the entire earth, so that they don't overeat and make it difficult for mankind and other animals to be able to get food. Even their, you know, he controlled their mating ability and the ability to have a offspring, so that they do not become too many on the earth. The ones coming in the great tribulation, during this great tribulation and after the day of the Lord, the dreadful day of the Lord, they're going to be remote controlled and genetically modified by the devil. They'll have been, you know, made in the lab. I believe they've already been made. They're just waiting for a day to be made manifest to everyone else on earth. So they will come back, but those ones will come back more as a tool against the saints of Yahweh, the saints, because they would be used to hunt them, those who reject the mark of the beast, so that they could be identified and killed. All right, let's continue with regards to Rosh Kodesh or the new moon. the new moon has to the moon has to renew itself throughout the month. Another thing I forgot to say is that Rosh Kodesh is a day for ladies to take a break from house chores. It's a day for them, and men are meant to take over. This is something that was declared during the time of the golden calf, because the women refused to make contributions to the building of the golden calf. So one of their rewards is to have the every new moon festival off. And it's interesting that women were given this day off because women are associated with the moon. And guess what? Women experience monthly periods, which are determined by the appearance of the moon to a certain extent. So we praise Yah for all these connections that He is making and, you know, teaching to us. Now let's read Ezekiel 46, 1. Ezekiel 46 verses 1. It's linked to Colossians 2:16-17. A foreshadow of things to come. This is something we're going to talk about in relation to Halloween. On Sunday, I wish to talk about it today, but it's going to be too much. But I will talk about it on Sunday. So Ezekiel 46 says, thus says the Lord Yahweh, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. So you can see that the new moon is considered a very special day. It's even likened to the Sabbath, because Yahweh says that the gate of the inner court that looks towards the east will be opened every new moon. If possible, we should all be taking time off every new moon just to honor the Lord. And as I said a few days ago, it is tradition to enter the new month reading the great Hallel, or reciting the great Hallel, which is Psalms 113-118. Hallelujah. You can also read 136, but it's better to read 136 on Shabbat, because that is when it's normally read, but it can be read every day if you please. But yes, I'm letting you know what happens in biblical Judaism. Hallelujah. So Ezekiel 46:1 makes us understand that these days, the new moon, the Sabbath, and other days mentioned in Leviticus 23 and elsewhere will be kept during the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth. Apostle Shaul lets us know this in Colossians 2:16-17. Most people misunderstand, misinterpret, and mislead others when teaching about this day, when teaching this scripture. But we have come to an understanding of what it is, what it really means from a Hebrew perspective. And we know that it basically tells us not to be ashamed of anyone who chooses to make a mockery of us or judge us for observing Leviticus 23 practically. And it's interesting that the main feast days mentioned here are the Sabbath and the new moon. Let no one therefore judge you in eating or in drinking or with respect to a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath day. Let no one therefore judge you in eating or in drinking or with respect to a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath. In Hebrew, feast day would say a moed, an appointed time, a divinely appointed time. Hallelujah. Then it continues to say that which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is Christ's. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So every one of these special days on the calendar of the Most High God that are set up by Him are a shadow of things to come. Basically, what we are doing now is a dress rehearsal, and in the future we will see the full manifestation of the things we declare on each and every one of the special days, and the things we do on those one or these each one of those special days. It may not make much sense now, but it will make sense in the future. And we learn new things every time. We don't know it all. For years, you know, I've been teaching and I've been learning regarding these things. But can you imagine that I just gained the understanding of Yahushua's second coming this past month during the festival of Sukkot? It's amazing. We learn new things all the time. So sometimes Yahweh makes us not to see things at, you know, in particular times, and He lets us see them later on. Some other times He just lets us forget, so we're not too confident, and we, you know, we carry on reading repeatedly. By this, there's someone else who experienced this. Joshua, Yahushua the son of Nun. He was so overly confident of the Torah at the time of Moshe's death, or close to the time of Moshe's death, and Yahweh made him forget because of his overconfidence. You know, they were asking him to ask questions, and he was saying he has no questions. And in that instant, he found himself forgetting almost half of what he had read, or more than that. So he had to start all over again. So it's possible to forget. We have to keep reminded. That's why Yahweh says in Joshua 1:8 that we should read and meditate upon it day and night. Hallelujah. So that's Ezekiel 46:1 and Colossians 2:16-17. Then Isaiah 66:22-23 says, these days will be kept even in eternity. That is to say, after Yahushua HaMashiach's millennial Sabbath reign on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Psalm 104, 19-21. It's in that particular scripture, Yahweh lets us know that He made the moon to mark the seasons and for signs. The sun knows He's going down. It's quite interesting how in this particular scripture, the sun is referred to as masculine. You know, what I would say is when those who are translating what the scriptures were doing so, I think they were doing everything possible to hide that particular fact. But in this particular scripture, you see that the sun is referred to as a masculine. Hallelujah. 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 So that's the they have made the moon to mark the seasons and for signs, and the sun knows He's going down. So the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. The moon rises in the west and sets in the east. And yeah, the devil capitalizes on the moon so much. You see, the tabernacle was an idea of Yahweh, and that's why the entrance is from the east to the west. Remember, the garden was in the east, and we are being given the opportunity to return to the Garden of Eden. That is what the tabernacle and the temple of Yah represent. But when the devil is building his own temples, he builds them with the entrance facing from west to east, and he tends to use the moon and female goddesses to lie to people. He does the opposite, and it's all about mocking the Holy Spirit or retaliating against the Holy Spirit, because the devil lost the Shekinah glory. And the Shekinah glory is the Holy Spirit herself. Hallelujah. The appointed times are the times when Yahshaddai intersects human history. So every time that, you know, every appointed time that Yahweh has set apart, as mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23, he always intersects human history. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He does amazing things that get recorded in our history as wonders, signs, as seasons, as wonders. Hallelujah. Then Psalm 81 verses 3 to 4 tells us to blow the shofar at the new moon and at the full moon, at the feast day, which is a sign or a marker for Israel. It basically points to us being in covenant with Yahweh. So this is not a joke. This is not just something we are to take lightly. It's to constantly remind us that we are in covenant with Yah. And this is further emphasized in Psalms 89, verses 20. So the sun and the moon are Yah's heavenly witnesses in the sky. And this is very true, because in the legends of the Jews, you see the sun and the moon going before Yahweh every day and reporting what we do. They don't even want to rise up. They have to be forced. They have to be beckoned, because them being up there, they are observing the mankind's sins day and night, and they can't stand it because they are holy unto Yah. David is from the tribe of Judah or Yehuda, and his seed is forever, meaning that the Jews are not going anywhere. And as many people say, many people claim that the Jews have been replaced, and they will be replaced by the, you know, body of Yahushua. But that's very wrong, brethren. That cannot be, and that will never be. They are here to stay. Their covenant is tied to the covenant between them and the Creator, Yahweh, is tied to the existence of the moon and the stars and the sky. The sun, the moon, and the stars. So as long as the sun, the moon, and the stars are in the sky, the covenant between Yahweh and Israel stands. And the sun, the moon, and the stars will never be gotten rid of. We can see that they still exist in the new heavens and the new earth, and even during the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach. So this scripture, Jeremiah 33, 25 to 26, tells us more about this. And another good scripture to read is Jeremiah chapter 40. Is it Jeremiah 40? No. Jeremiah 31. We all know that Exodus 12, 1 to 2 tells us that the month of Nisan was marked as the new beginning of the year. So it used to be Tishrei before Exodus 12, 1 to 2. Then from, you know, the time of the Passover that Moshe was leading the people of Israel out of Egypt, Yahweh changed the first month of the year to Exodus 12, 1 to 2. And this is why, much as we say that Tishrei is the new year, it is still considered to be Tishrei marks the beginning of a new year from creation time. Because even though the new year starts in Nisan, as per Exodus 12, 1 to 2, Nisan or Aviv, that is more in terms of ecclesiastical years. So that month tells us when we are to, you know, it tells us more about observing the appointed times of Yahweh, whereas the Tishrei, which begins the new civil year, tells us how many years have existed since creation. Hallelujah. So Tishrei remains the seventh month, even though it's the first month on the civil calendar. And that makes this new month, Cheshvan, the eighth month. Hallelujah. Now, in terms of sanctification, it's important to understand that Rosh Kodesh is the day of the sanctification of the new moon. And there's only one person who can sanctify the new moon, and that is Yahweh. He says it in Leviticus 11:20, as well as chapter 20 and verse 26. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 11 verse 20 and Leviticus 20:26. He is the one who separates us and makes us holy, and we are to maintain his holiness in his way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Ahaya, Asherahaya. Leviticus 18:30 further emphasizes that issue. Hallelujah. So that's mostly what we wanted to share regarding the New Moon Festival. It's important to understand this festival and how it affects the days we call set apart by Yah for us to observe in a special way, keeping in mind that some of those days are high Sabbaths, whereas others are ordinary. Well, they're not ordinary. They are specially set apart days. We can go to work, but they are not necessarily Sabbaths. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God who created mountains of those days, and to you we give you all over praise. The God who created mountains of those days, and to you we give you all over praise. Who on earth be lifted up? Da da na 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 na. Who on earth, the goal of praises to the God who created mountains of those days, and to you we give you all over praise. And to you we give you all over praise. And to you we give you all over praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah. Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. The God who created mountains of those days, and to you we give you all over praise. The God who created mountains of those days, and to you we give you all over praise. Amen, amen in Yahushua's name. Remain blessed. We will continue in the next audio. Shalom and happy preparation day for Shabbat Noach.